Right, we'll continue from yesterday. We were discussing yesterday the candy dish problem. We raised the issue that when you buy a candy dish that already is pre-filled with candies and the dish is made out of glass in a store, and the glass dish was made by a non-Jew, so you have a serious tevilas kelim shayla. So I mentioned yesterday that the store themselves can't do the tevila because for them it's klei schora. So even if we wanted to just have require them to do the tevila, if we as the vad, let's say, wanted to require them to do the tevila, that's not a solution because their tevila doesn't work since it's only klei schora for them. And that's definitely the shita of the Minchas Yitzchak. I got an email this morning from someone who pointed out to me that in Parshas Matos, Rav Asher Weiss, and Parshas Matos, in Minchas Asher, writes that he disagrees with Minchas Yitzchak, and while it's true that the store is potter from doing tevila because it's a klei schora for them, he holds that if the store would do tevila, the tevila would work. He says, if you're stam a store that sells kelim, I wouldn't recommend doing the tevila, because you're not going to be able to do tevila with a bracha, since it's not really your mitzvah. But so I wouldn't recommend doing the tevila, because why not be able to, why would you put yourself in a position where the tevila is going to be done without a bracha? But l'chora, in this kind of situation, where they're not just selling kelim, they're selling kelim with food in it, mistama, the best solution, according to Rav Asher Weiss, would just be to have the store do the tevila. But that's if you hold like Rav Asher Weiss, as we mentioned yesterday. Minchas Yitzchak disagrees with that. So I want to go through today, is what exactly is the heter with the Snapple bottle, the pickle jar, the coffee can, all these things. We buy glass and metal utensils all the time that have from a guy, they have no tevila, and we use them. So what exactly is the heter? And just keep in your mind, as we go through the various svaras, lahatir, whether any of these heterim actually apply, or how many of these heterim would apply to this candy dish shaila as well. It is important to note that when there are multiple svaras laheter, a lot of times we'll use those svaras as a sniff lekula. Chacham Tzvi writes in a tshuva in Simenayim Gimel, though, that when you have multiple sniffim lahakel, you're not allowed to take any single sniff and say that that's enough to be makel. If you find an earlier posik was makel based on a whole bunch of svaras, you can't say that each svara alone is necessarily independently good enough. So in this case of the pickle jar, let's say, we're going to have seven sniffim lekula, seven different svaras that are lekula. Maybe one or two might be shayich to the candy dish, but that may not be good enough, because if it's only one or two, maybe it's only the combination of all these svaras that made it good enough in the first place. This yesod, that when you have sniffim lekula, you're not allowed to take any of them independently, is clear in a number of sources. In the Tshuvas Bris Avram, Or Chaim Simon Nadal, and Evan Ezra Simon Sadi Beis, the Tshuvas Levash Mordechai, Madur Tinyani Yardesim, Koflam Tes Yardesim Pevav, Tshuvas Chalkas Yaakov, Chelk Alv Simon and Beis, Tshuvas Divrei Yoel, Satmar Rebbe Yardesim, Lamed Hei, Nodib Yehuda Tinyani Yardesim, Reish Tes Vav, all over Poskim. It's like, this is a partial thing in Poskim. It's supposed to think. Okay, but anyway, what are the svaras? So number one, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in a sefer called Sefer HaKashrus, Perek Dalet HaAruf Pei, where he says that, let's say you buy a sealed can, like a tuna fish can. So when you open up the can, you're the first one to make it into a kli. When it's totally sealed, it's not a kli at all. When it was in the company, before they sealed it, when they first put the tuna in, the edges were very sharp, so it wasn't really so usable. It would be dangerous to use it like that. It's only when they press the metal top into it that it becomes not dangerous to use, but it's not a kli, it's just a sealed golem. It's only once you open it that it becomes a kli. So then the Jew makes it a kli. So he says that's the heter with coffee cans. That's the old style of coffee cans where you need a can opener to open it. That obviously doesn't work for the pickle jar, it doesn't work for the Snapple bottle, it doesn't work for the candy dish. That obviously is not going to help us. Svara number two, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, also quoted there, offers another reason to allow using a coffee can or a pickle jar without tevila. He says that the consumer never intends to use the jar as a kli. And as long as you haven't decided to use it long term for clay suda, it's considered as if you're temporarily using clay schora. That jar was put there so the seller can sell it, so the seller can have what to sell his pickles in. You're never planning on using it as a kli, you're just leaving it in that clay schora until you're done, until it's empty. If you are planning on using it as a kli, then in a chinami, it would require tevila. So this obviously doesn't help us in the case of the candy dish, because if the seller doesn't need to put it in the dish to sell it, he has plastic dishes, he puts it in the kli because he wants to sell it for three times the price and sell you the kli, which you can use long term as a real candy dish. Third svara l'kula, Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe Yordei Chel Beis, Simen Mem, the Rav Moshe writes that maybe the reason we're making with a pickle jar is that in these cases, you're only interested in purchasing the food. the fact that it comes packaged in a utensil is insignificant, and the kli is bottled to the food. Only if you decide you want to use the kli in the future does the kli get a shame kli. Until then, it was bottled to the food. So when you decide that you want to use it in the future, yeah, now it's a shame kli, but now a Jew made the kli, because you're the one that decided that you want to use it in the future. But it's completely bottled to the kli. And this is based on the Gemara in Erev and Daf Chavav and Beis that says that you're allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to buy food that comes packaged in a kli. You're not allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to buy kelim. You're only allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to buy food. Elamai, you're paying for the food. It happens to be that the kli is bottled to it. So when you pay for a jar of pickles, you're clearly paying for the pickles. You're not paying for the jar. It's just the only way to hold the pickles is by having them in a jar. When you buy a fancy candy dish with some candies on it, you're very definitely paying for the dish. And not just for the candies. Haraya, the same candies are sold in a plastic dish for a third of the price, right next to it. So obviously you're paying for the dish. That would not help. Rav Yaakov Breish, fourth Svar Lakula, in Shuvas Chelkas Yoav, Chelik Beis, Simen, Chelkas Yaakov, I'm sorry, Chelik Beis, Simen Nun Zayin, and in the Shuvas Priya Sada, Chelik Gimel, suggests that the reason we're not required to tovel coffee cans is that the purchaser never intends to purchase the can, he only wants to buy the contents. A little different than Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, it's just batel, the can is batel. Says Rav Breish, no, it's not that the can is batel, it's that you don't want to make a kinyan on the can. Because you know, why would you ever want to make a kinyan on it if you know it's going to be chayiv in tevila and you want to use it before you tovel it? So it's mukhrach that you don't want to make a kinyan. And the greatest reason that you don't want to make a kinyan on it is the fact that as soon as the pickles are done, you throw it out. So obviously you never really cared for it, you never wanted to make kinyan on it. Obviously also that doesn't help us for our case, because you don't throw out the candy dish when you're done, and you do want to make a kinyan on it. The fifth Svar Lakula, the Maril Diskin, Reb Sholev Diskin, Kuntros Achron, Simon Hay, Os Kuf Lamed Vav, in his Tshuvas, writes that when a person buys a kli that's already filled with food, you don't have to empty its contents out immediately, since that's called Shevi Al Taseh. You're not actively using a kli that wasn't toveled when it's already full of food and you're just taking the food off. That's using a b'shevi al taseh. What would be using a b'kumvaseh? If you're loading the kli with food, you're putting food in the kli and then using it, that's kumvaseh. So first of all, it's a very difficult svara. It seems like to say that it's called shevi al taseh, if I have a kli filled with food and I bring it to my table and I serve it in front of the guests in a fancy kli, that's called shevi al taseh. It meichi tasi that it's dafka din of putting the kli, the food into the kli, and not a din in taking the food out of the kli. The Maril Diskin may mean to say that so long as one is actively using the utensil, it doesn't require tevila. When you're unpacking your groceries, you don't have to immediately empty the coffee can or the pickle jar. It's just sitting there, so that's fine. You're allowed to leave it sitting there, and then you're allowed to take stuff out when you need it. But when you're actively using it, any active use, you could argue, even the Maril Diskin would have a problem with. Active use would mean bringing it to the table as serving in a presentable manner. Not stam when you bring a pickle jar to the table, but if let's say it were a fancy pickle jar that presents it nicely, so that would be lechora, maybe even according to the Maril Diskin would be a problem. But that's probably our best bet, is Maril Diskin might be the best bet lekula on the candy dish. The sixth svara lekula is Rav Sternbach in Shuvas Van Hagel Schel Kalv Sim Tav Mem Zayin. He says the reason we've always been making on pickle jars and coffee cans is that they're not klei su'uda. Definition of klei su'uda is either a kli that you use in preparing a meal or a kli that you use in eating a meal. Pickle jars, coffee cans are neither. They're klei otzar. You store things in them. You leave them holding things, but it's not really klei su'uda. So to require tevila on them in the first place would be a big chumra. That certainly won't help us, though, because the candy dish is obviously klei su'uda. You're eating straight from the candy dish at the meal, so it's obviously an issue of klei su'uda. It happens to be the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes this kula. He says that you're allowed to rely on the Maril Diskin, on the Maril Diskin svara for coffee cans when you combine it with this kula as well. That it's only the combination of these two kulas that allow for a real kula. Shmir Shabbos quotes this kula from the Miskeres HaShulchan. It says that any bottle that's neither used during cooking or eating is not klei su'uda. We're not required tevila. And he says, and obviously it does not apply to candy dishes, you eat directly from it. But the implication of Shmir Shabbos is that the leniency of the Maril Diskin is insufficient grounds for its on its own. In fact, the Shmir Shabbos says you're allowed to use this in conjunction with the Maril Diskin, makes it very clear Maril Diskin on its own is not good enough. The seventh the seventh possible kula with the coffee can and the pickle jar is Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg in Hama'or, the journal Hama'or, Kislev Tavshin Tezvav. They dedicated an entire journal to coffee cans and pickle jars of why they don't require Tevilas Kelim. So Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg, the author of Sri Deish, says that you are indeed required to empty the can or the jar after you buy it and do Tevila. However, no one said how fast you have to empty it. You could empty it by emptying it all out right away and being tovelit, or you can empty it one pickle at a time as you're hungry. So you're emptying it just more slowly. So there's no time frame within which the can or the jar has to be emptied. So the slow usage over time when you eat from the jar is a slower way to empty it out, to do tevila. So it would seem to apply equally to the case of the candy dish, this kula. This would seem to work. But even Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg himself was not perfectly comfortable with this. And he said that you can only use this in conjunction with another kula, that you dafka have kavana, that you don't want to make a kinyan on the pickle jar. If you had kavana not to make a kinyan, then you could rely on the two sniffing together, on the combination of the two. So he clearly wasn't comfortable with this alone. Perhaps the reason he wasn't comfortable with this is that there's a very clear distinction between someone who empties the entire contents of a dish out at once in order to and someone who brings it to his dining room table and presents it as part of his meal, as part of his usage during his meal. The former case where you empty it out right away might not be considered using it, but the case where you bring it to your table and serve from it, that l'chora is definite use as a clay suda. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Tefilas Kelim, Perek Dalet, Ha'ariya Dalet, explicitly rejects Rav Chil Yaakov Weinberg's kula over here. And again, as I said, even Rav Chil Yaakov Weinberg himself wasn't particularly comfortable with this kula. The other snifla kula that's important to keep in mind, Rav Shechter pointed out, is that the status of corporations. These kelim are not made by goyim, they're made by companies. So what's the status of a company? Does anything that's purchased from a company really require Tevilas Kelim? So the status of, so the Sefer Tevilas Kelim, page 64, Ha'ara Aleph Star, quotes the Psak of Rav Moshe, that if Jews don't have a controlling interest in the company, then even if they are shareholders in the company, but the controlling interest is by Goyim, it's considered that you bought the Kli from a Goy, it's Chayiv in Tevilas Kelim. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held that a corporation is considered an independent entity. It is neither Jew nor Gentile. It is an independent entity. It's not a guy, it's not a Jew. Corporations are not people. I think that's the famous quote of Mitt Romney, I think, is that corporations are people too, but corporations are not people, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Whether the utensil purchased from a corporation requires tefillah may depend on this machlokas from Moshe Rav Shlomo Zalman. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it could be that even within Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you hold, what's the din of tefillas kelim? Whenever a kli comes into Jewish ownership, it's chayiv tefillah, in which case, even if corporations aren't people, but now it's in Jewish ownership? Or is it a din that whenever you take a kli out of goyish ownership, it requires tefillah, in which case you didn't do that, it was owned by a corporation before? So you could argue that there would be no tefillas kelim on anything made by a company. Shai Shechter told me that his father never makes a bracha on tefillas kelim, because he holds that this is enough to be choshish for, to make it at least a suffik brachas. So maybe this at least would be an additional sniff lekula, but I think the majority of poskim do make brachas and tefillas kelim is manazeh. So okay, maybe next time we'll do part three, the final part, what the solutions are to the candy dish problem.